Next item is Lawrence Gray, 11-1518.
Mr. Commissioner, I will, before Juliet gives you the briefing on this project, I would like to reiterate, as we outlined for the commission in our forwarding note to you about this project, that the applicant and through their agent requested that this possibly be deferred for the option of looking at options for redesigning the project. But given the nature of the project, it is a beach dune project in Charles City County. They have not adopted the ordinance. So we advertised the public hearing.
Right.
And there is a project in front of you. We haven't seen a revision yet. So it would be my recommendation that you allow Juliet to run through the slides and give you a briefing on the project, what we are concerned about, the recommendations we have, and then open it up for a public comment, should there be anybody here that saw that it was noticed for a public hearing today.
With, of course, with the opportunity for the commission to honor the request of the applicant by deferring it.
That's correct. And we would go along with that, but we do think it needs to be briefed, and it is a public hearing, so it does need to be opened up for public comment.
Okay. Proceed. Good morning.
Good morning. As Tony said, this is a beach and dune case. The applicant is Lawrence Gray, and he is, I don't have my presentation up yet.
Okay.
Sorry. Mr. Gray is requesting authorization to install a 160 linear foot riprap revetment and to backfill approximately 2,680 square feet of jurisdictional beach landward of the revetment for bake stabilization adjacent to his property situated on James River in Charles City County. And I would like to apologize. It says on the slide a maximum of 3 feet channelward of mean high water. It's actually incorrect. That was a confusion on the JPA. The encroachment will actually be much greater than 3 feet. This 3 feet comes from after the revetment is built. That's how much it will encroach. This map shows the approximate location of the applicant's property in Charles City County. About 8 miles upriver is the Benjamin Harrison Bridge, and approximately 15 miles downriver is the Chickahominy River. Riverfront property in this area of Charles City County is rural, and tracts of land exist in large plantations. Mr. Gray actually owns the Upper Wyanoke Plantation, which is listed in the National Register of Historic Places and is a Virginia Historic Landmark. This is an aerial photograph of Mr. Gray's property. The property lines actually extend beyond the photograph, but this is the main area. You can see there's a pool. This is the main living quarters right here, and down on the property is secondary living quarters. If you notice in the photograph, you can see approximately 450 linear feet of existing riprap revetment. This was built by the previous property owners in the 1970s. These aerial photographs are from from 2009, so you don't see it here, but earlier this year, there was additional revetment put in along here and extending approximately 300 feet downriver of the pier. The area in question is right here outlined with the white brackets. There is an approximately 20-foot eroding bluff, and there are several upland property structures that are being threatened, such as a well, a pump house, and a sassafras tree. Mr. Gray requests authorization to put in 160 linear foot revetment and to backfill at a 2-to-1 slope to stabilize its eroding bluff and protect his upland property structures. Just a note, for the rest of the shoreline along this area of Charles City County, upriver of the property, based on aerial photographs, the shoreline is natural and unhardened. Downriver of Mr. Gray's property, there's approximately 700 linear feet of a bulkhead, and beyond that is also natural and unhardened based on the aerial photographs. As far as the shoreline directly adjacent to the eroding bluff, there's a narrow sandy beach. There is little vegetation aside from a few bald cypress trees. This is a plat of Mr. Gray's property, and I've outlined his property boundaries in red. You can see the tennis courts, which were not visible on the aerial photographs. This is the pool that you could see, the main living quarters, the secondary living quarters, and then The area for the proposed riprap is highlighted in this green box. This is the plan view drawing that was submitted with the JPA. You can see this is the edge of the eroding bluff. This is the well, as you can see, close to the edge, the pump house, a guardrail, and then the sassafras tree. You can see that they're proposing fill goes out about 20 feet beyond the base of the bluff, and then there's another 10 feet for the base of the riprap revetment. The backfill, again, is going to be at a 2-to-1 slope, and the total area impacted by both the revetment and the fill is approximately 4,200 feet. And this is over what we have confirmed to be a beach, according to the code. And just as a note, this is part of where the confusion came in. This line is actually the proposed new mean high water, is not the existing mean high water mark. We estimate the existing high water mark to be just beyond where the base of this bluff is, somewhere in this fill area. This is the cross section showing, again, the base of the bluff. This is the pump house, this is the well. The fill comes out almost 20 feet. There's the 10-foot base for the riprap revetment. And again, this is the location of mean high water after the revetment has been installed. And this is a second cross-section showing mean low water and mean high water. And you can see there is no encroachment beyond mean low water, so this is strictly within the beach jurisdiction. These are ground shots. This is a ground shot from my site visit out to the property. This is the well, and you can see it is located fairly close to the eroding bluff. This is the pump house, which has been exposed along this eroding bluff line, and here's the guardrail that I pointed out in the plan view drawings. This is a shot that I took from standing on top of the bluff looking over the shoreline. You can see the well here just for orientation purposes. This, I think, is a good shot showing the intertidal area, the approximate location of mean high, and then the sandy beach above landward of the mean high water mark.
Can you go back to that last picture? Is that another camera lens?
I'm going the wrong way. Yes, that is another camera lens.
Okay, I couldn't tell whether it was a discharge or whether it was a camera lens. Okay.
Sorry, yes, that is a camera lens.
Okay, so, that's okay. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I would say, if that's a discharge pipe, we may know what the problem is. But one of them, anyway. Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is another shot. This is from standing on the beach looking up at the bluff. Again, for orientation purposes, here's the location of the well, and the pump house is located approximately here. We estimate mean high water to be right about this first rack line, so you can imagine the fill would come out beyond here, and the revetment would extend out beyond off the image of the photo. And this is one more ground shot showing the exposed piping for both the well and the pump house. And I'm just going to close with an aerial shot. This was my approximation of roughly where the riprap would be located, and then the fill on the entire property. And after evaluating the merits of the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2.14.03.10b of the Code of Virginia, staff would have recommended denial of the project as it's currently proposed. We feel that it represents excessive encroachment over a jurisdictional beach. However, staff recommends that the Commission grant the applicant's request to defer action on the currently proposed project until January of 2012.
Any questions? Is the applicant here or represented? Does that come forward, sir? Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
Yes, sir.
You state your name for the record, please.
My name is Joseph Ballas.
Could you move over to
the agent, Representative Lawrence
Crane. Move closer to the mic for me, please, if you would, sir. And what would your request be, sir?
We're requesting to table it to the next hearing. After staff's recommendation, we went back and looked at the project again and realized, cost-wise, that we could pull that riprap in and save enough money by not bringing in the fill for Lawrence Gray to go ahead and move that well and pump house out of harm's way, just drill a new one somewhere on site. But that's something with his schedule and ours we haven't had a chance to really confer on site with. So we'd like a little more time so that we can redo the drawings.
How much time do you need?
Till the next hearing.
You sure 30 days is going to be enough?
Is it the end of this month?
It would be, well, no, that's right. It'd be 60 days. That's correct. Yeah.
It'd be the end of January.
Yeah. Yeah. So the end of January is plenty of time.
Anyone here in opposition to the project or wishes to be heard on the project? What's the commission's pleasure on the gentleman's request?
Move to table this until the January meeting.
Motion by Mr. Schick, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Please work closely with the staff so we can coordinate this and have it wrapped up before the commission in the January meeting.
Sure will. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Happy holidays. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you.